The Twitter poll basically says, in light of the coronavirus crisis, should we at least temporarily allow New Jerseyans to be able to pump their own gas? So far, 57.1% of you say yes, 42.9% say no. I started with this on Facebook Live earlier, and someone called comparing it to a laundromat service, and I didn't realize. I figured the laundromats were, you know, you put your quarter in, you do your laundry, and you get out. Lynn contacts me. Thanks for mentioning my comment about pumping your own gas. What you do not realize is that some laundromats, like the one I manage, has a wash and fold service. $1.29 a pound plus offer self-serve laundry, which is great. I am an essential worker, but seems like forgotten store clerks, truckers, and especially nurses, doctors, EMS, police, firefighters, I agree, all come first. Thanks. Just wish other essential jobs got recognized too. And we do, of course. We recognize all the essential jobs. You know, they're our heroes, and you know that. And we'll tell you in case you don't. My store is not only open now in Monmouth County and not only offering wash and fold service, in which I get a lot of nurses, EMS, and scrubs. So, you talk about providing a service. You're providing a service for those who are providing the service. And Lynn and Murray, I thank you for that. 1-800-283-101.5. The gas. Should we be allowed to pump it ourselves? Let's talk to Kashmir's in Marlboro on New Jersey 101.5. Kashmir, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Good evening. First of all, Ian, thank you for raising this very, very important issue because, just like doctors, nurses, paramedics, police officers, our gas attendants are also, you know, putting up their lives online every single day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talk about Senator Sweeney appreciating doctors, nurses, but he has no word to say about gas station attendants. Right now, the issue is not, you know, New Jersey going self-service or full service. The issue is that the gas attendants need the same social distancing that anybody else out there. And if they can do their job by keeping that distance, it's great. If that means, you know, motoring public want to pump their own gas, they will be happy to sanitize the nozzles and hoses just the way Costco is giving sanitized, carts. Mm-hmm. And they're keeping everybody at 6 feet. So one thing I don't understand about Governor Murphy is that on one side he's saying that keep 6 foot distance, and over other side you have gas station attendant within 2 feet of the customer. Yeah. If I have to take cash from a customer, my arm length is about two and a half feet. Mm-hmm. So where is my 6 foot distance? Don't I deserve the same? Like other people, where I can keep my distance and serve. Now, somebody asked me, hey, why don't you close your stations? How can I close my stations when police officers buy gas from me? They buy coffee from me. You have nothing.
That's a great point, Kashmir. That's a great point.
You know, how can I close? So it's morally, I can never say no that, you know, I won't close, even if I have to pump gas. And even during the Sandy, that's what I did. My daughters, my wife, we all pumped gas for 18 hours a day because we wanted people to have gas in their generator so they could heat up their houses.
Yeah, you're essential.
We are essential. And I just don't understand. And to your point, that if there is a politics involved and people are thinking that they may not get votes next time, absolutely that is the issue.
It's polarizing. You're right. You're absolutely right. It's more for them. It's more about the votes than it is about anything else. And I know that because I've talked to politicians. You know, I've talked to people in, you know, in the studio say the same thing. If we ever did it, oh my God. Same thing. If they ever, the other hot button issue is making the elderly re-register for driver's licenses. That's another one that will drive them nuts. Kashmir, thanks for the call. Great stuff in New Jersey 101.5. Yes.
Our recurring guest on the app chat now is a friend of ours, Omar, would like to say.
Oh, how's Omar?
He's doing good.
Send Omar regards.
He says, hi, Steve. I agree that we should be able to pump our own gas to help out the gas stations. We could wipe down the gas pump and our own card. If not, the gas stations will close, and that will be another problem. Thank you.
I always respect Omar's opinion, and I love when he chimes in.
And he says thank you. He's so polite. I love
it. Exactly, really. If only all callers said thank you. Just kidding. All right, 1-800-283-101.5. John is in New Brunswick on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
It could be better.
I know. Stay safe.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of us pumping our own gas.
As am I.
However, I would like to just say that I'm a caddy at a country club.
Okay.
And
what do you throw the clubs at them? Do you like throw the clubs at them? Catch.
No, I don't throw them at them.
No, I'm just figuring the social distancing, right?
I get the yardage. I read the green.
No. I'm just wondering. I mean, like, if you were playing golf, right? I mean, a lot of your golfers are socially distancing the ball from the hole. But I mean, like, how do you get the club to the guy?
But we're basically out of work. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's odd to me, because why couldn't they open golf courses? How the hell, why is, you can easily maintain social distancing at a golf course. What's the problem?
We could. I mean, you could. If you had, like, one person on a golf cart.
Yeah. It would do so much for mental health, too.
Then they could go out and play by themselves. Mm-hmm. They couldn't have a caddy with them, though.
No, but then, you know, then you don't, you know, if you want to do it yourself, then go out and play by yourself. You know, no problem. Yeah. Is that your point? Why can't the golf courses be open?
That is my point.
Well,
the point is, I totally agree
with you. Yes.
I'm going broke because I'm not working.
Well, listen, if you want to go to the gas stations and hand the pump, caddy for the attendants and hand them the pump, I'm sure they'd be happy to hire you, because they don't want to go to the cars and they're calling out. Thanks for the call to New Jersey 101.5. Stick around. We got more. Mike and Dom and John, Khalid, Lori, and always room for you.
All Jersey, all the time. New Jersey 101.5.
Welcome to the Corona.